Question. Should we spend more time locked up in arcs, then? Answer. It would help us pay more attention to things, lovers in particular. Deprivation quickly drives us into a process of appreciation, which is not to say that we have to be deprived in order to appreciate things, but rather that we should learn a lesson from what we naturally do when we lack something and apply it to conditions where we don't. If long acquaintance with a lover so often breeds boredom, breeds a sense of knowing a person too well, the problem may ironically be that we do not know him or her well enough. Whereas the initial novelty of the relationship could leave us in no doubt as to our ignorance, the subsequent reliable physical presence of the lover and the routines of communal life can delude us into thinking that we have achieved genuine and dull familiarity, whereas it may be no more than a fake sense of familiarity that physical presence fosters, and that Noah would have felt for 600 years in relation to the world until the flood taught him otherwise. Question. Did Proust have any relevant thoughts on dating? What should one talk about on a first date? Answer. Advice is scant. A more fundamental doubt is whether one should accept dinner in the first place. There is no doubt that a person's charms are less frequently a cause of love than a remark such as, "No, this evening I shan't be free." If this response proves bewitching, it is because of the connection made in Noah's case between appreciation and absence. Though a person may be filled with attributes, an incentive is nevertheless required to ensure that a seducer will focus wholeheartedly on these, an incentive which finds perfect form in a dinner rebuff, the dating equivalent of 40 days at sea. Proust demonstrates the benefits of delay in his thoughts on the appreciation of clothes. Both Albertine and the Duchesse de Guermantes are interested in fashion. However, Albertine has very little money, and the Duchesse owns half of France. The Duchesse's wardrobes are therefore overflowing. As soon as she sees something she wants, she can send for the dressmaker, and her desire is fulfilled as rapidly as hands can sew. Albertine, on the other hand, can hardly buy anything, and has to think at length before she does so. She spends hours studying clothes, dreaming of a particular coat or hat or dressing gown. The result is that though Albertine has far fewer clothes than the Duchesse, her understanding, appreciation, and love of them is far greater. Which emphasizes the extent to which physical possession is only one component of appreciation. If the rich are fortunate in being able to buy a dress just after they have seen it in a catalogue, they are cursed because of the speed with which their wealth fulfills their desires. No sooner have they seen a dress than it can be in their wardrobe. They therefore have no opportunity to suffer the interval between desire and gratification which the less privileged endure, and which, for all its apparent unpleasantness, has the incalculable benefit of allowing people to know and fall deeply in love with hats, dressing gowns, and someone who isn't free this evening.